नामकृष्णमतीसीपुत्रमत्रूपमतस्याग्रजगुरीपुरी माधुरी गोस्तवासी राधाकुंडम गिरीवरमहोराधिका माधवासम प्राप्तो जस्तपतिकृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबलाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्ति गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः Yesterday, in morning class, we discussed about the third shloka. If you want to be in Vrindavan, and you want to be in Vrindavan with raga, in all your life, forever, eternally, you want to be there. And with raga, you want to serve Radha Krishna too, conjugal. Then you should call weeping, heart melting to Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Sri Rup Goswami, his elder brother Sanatana Goswami, and all his gurns, all his associates, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jeeva Goswami, and all, they will sprinkle their mercies to you. And very quickly, you will give up all your nonsense things, all your unearth, unwanted things, and all kinds of offenses, suffering, sorrow, all things, liberated from this world. Quickly going to Golok Vrindavan there, having a very transcendental form, beautiful, and you can serve there. But Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, has told Sauragam, Vitharag. What is that rag? Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that if you want to read anything, try to go deep. But you cannot go yourself deep. You will have to take some help from pure devotees. These shlokas are in condensed form. So you will have to follow the insights of any qualified devotees like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We should try to take their insight and then go deep. You cannot go. I cannot go. Those who are associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or following Rupa Goswami, they can elaborate it. So he is telling, what is wrong? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his explanation, he is telling, Swarag means ragatmika bhakti. First of all, we should know that from beginning, adau shraddha tatah sadhu sangha atha bhajan kriya tato anatthan vritti nishtha ruchi asakti and then rati comes. This is the process. But first sadhana bhakti. What is sadhana bhakti? Bhakti is transcendental. But if you are performing this bhakti by your senses for attaining bhava bhakti, what you are doing? Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmat janabhutam anukallena krishnam silanam bhakti. Sarup siddha bhakti you are doing. So first sadhana bhakti to attain bhava bhakti. And bhava bhakti to attain. So when sadhana bhakti becomes matured, then it is called bhava bhakti. And when bhava bhakti is matured, it is called prema bhakti. Beyond this, ragatmika bhakti always being in Golok Vrindavan. He beckoned very partly. In Ajodhya, with Ram, very little part. Dwarka, about one third. Mathura, 1/2. And in Braja, fully there. And it is called Ragatmika Bhakti. Oh. Ragatmika Bhakti. To know this Ragatmika Bhakti, first we should try to know what is Rag. Ragatmika Bhakti means the love and affection situated in the associates of Krishna, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, friends, Dham Siddham, and especially in the heart of all the Gopis, Lalita Vishakha, and more especially Chandravali and Srimati Radhika. More in Srimati Radhika. They are called Ragatmik Bhakta. But not Ragatmik Bhakta, Ragatmik Jana. Jana is more superior. So, how Yashoda Maiya always loving? How? More than his life. So this is called rag. And those who have this rag in their
heart,
they are called ragatmika jan. No? So what is that rag? That love and affection, continuous, like taildharavat avichinna gati, continuous, like
a stream of honey.
Honey,
unbroken stream.
So unbroken stream of love and affection to Krishna, it is called rag. And where it is, in what heart, then they are called Ragatmika Jan. No? So, a sadhana from beginning becomes of two kinds. Those who are engaged in bhakti from beginning, only due to overcome all the suffering and to be happy. Following Shastra, then it is called Vaikuntha. And where there is a greed to have a love and service like a ragatnik jan in Vrindavan Golok. But greed will come. They want. And if they are now engaged in bhakti doing, then they are called Raga Nuga. What I told? You should explain. Very easy language.
Yeah. Someone is pursuing the path of bhakti, and they are more inspired to follow the path of bhakti because
they are carefully. You should hear.
Because of the rules and regulations of the shastra, there is some fear element there, and that's called vaidhi bhakti. And then, if someone is attracted to Krishna on the basis of a natural, spontaneous attraction, they are attracted to his madhurya aspect, to his sweetness, and the sweetness of his leelas and pastimes, then this is Raga Nuga.
Something lacking.
One more liberation.
Now, what is this?
You told us someone comes to this path because they're suffering.
Oh, that is Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yes, that was the first one.
And Raganga?
One who has greed to actually develop love, then that's Raganga.
One who wants to
be
like the Raganga.
He also is very deeply moved by the rag, by the mood of the Vajravasi towards Krishna in their service to him. And
yes, this is mentioning. This is mentioning. He has heard something from any Rashik and Tattvajna Vaishnava, the pastimes of Krishna. And he is moved by hearing the mood of Srimati Yashoda to Krishna. Or he so much had greed to serve Krishna like gopis. Or like friends. And he wants now that how I can have this. Then what he is doing, what he is following, practicing to have that is called Raga Nuga. So from beginning a Shraddha came to any devotee's heart. This Shraddha is of two kinds. What is the seed of bhakti? What is the seed of bhakti?
Krishna Seva Vasana.
I must serve Krishna. And by serving Krishna, my whole life will be successful. I must do it. So, if anyone has this mood by any Vaishnava, that you should serve Krishna and your life will be successful, then this vasana, this desire, longing desire, is called Shraddha. And its outer symptom is what? To follow Shastra. So much honor for Shastra work. So much honor for what Krishna has told or his manifestations has told. And so much honor for devotees, what they are doing. Real devotees, not imitation. Like Haridas Thakur. He told that I will cut into lakhs and lakhs pieces, but I will never give up chanting Hare. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was given so many sufferings, problems. They were killing him, giving poison, everything they are doing. But I will never give up bhakti. I will never give up Krishna devotion. This is the outer symptom. But inner, for why so much strong to serve Krishna? So this is called Paramarthiki Shraddha. Paramarthiki Shraddha means transcendental faith. But it is of two kinds. When coming from reading Shastra or hearing Shastra from anyone who is not so high, then Vaidhi Shraddha will come. I should do archana, I should also chant, but following rule and regulation. He will hear something, and then he will scrutinize all these things according to his intelligence and do anything if he will be satisfied. But if anything he is not satisfied with the Shastra and his intelligence, anything will happen. This Shraddha is called Vaidhi Transcendental Shraddha. But if anyone has this transcendental Shraddha, he will never give up bhakti. Never. So I think those who are devastated, falling down, oh, there is doubt whether there's this Shraddha, faith was transcendental or what? We'll have to do things. Their faith was not transcendental. That is why from beginning they were sucking up and said. So many doubts. But if that transcendental Shraddha will come, he will never have any kinds of doubts. Only how to receive, how to attend this, how to attend this will be there.
Is it possible for someone to have this paramartha, this transcendental shraddha, but then at some point he commits some aparad, and because of the aparad, his paramarthic shraddha is diminished?
But if transcendental shraddha comes, very little chance to do any offense. From beginning.
Even in seed stage?
Huh?
Even in seedling stage?
Yes.
If one does not get Sadhusanga?
I don't remember that I have done any offense to Vaishnava or Guru or Shastra. I don't remember in my life. Never came in chance from beginning. But it will come from past.
But impression.
Impression. And also this impression, this. Both will make him so strong. So never chance. But those who have no past impressions, only this life, something coming, and weak, then offense may come. Otherwise, never. So very, very. We don't see any offense in Raghunath Das Goswami from boyhood. Never. Haridas Thakur, never. I never have heard that Swamiji has, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji has done any offense to anyone, to Shastra or Vaishnava or Guru or anything. Have you heard? I have not heard. So if transcendental Shraddha is coming, no chance of being so. And if anyone hearing from any bona fide Vaishnava, Srimad Bhagavatam, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in this way, Prabhupada. Very beautiful first times of Krishna, how they served, and how Krishna was himself, forget that I am
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
They never thought that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, or any friends, or any gopis. Never. Krishna is telling that I am Brahma. You are Brahma.
like this.
Don't care, Rambo.
If you are Brahma, why you are telling lie? Why you are weeping for a bread and butter from your mother? Why you became angry? And why so much angry? So, hearing all this, he has a very strong desire. I must follow Yashoda Maiya, Arsita, Subhadra, especially Gopis. Then he wants to follow. He had nothing to scrutinize anything from his intelligence and heard here and making with Shastra.
Telling him with
Shastra. Telling with Shastra. Nothing. If any black person, nose-cutted, ugly person, but he saw the daughter of Clinton, President of America, and he at once has agreed to marry her. Oh, how beautiful daughter. He will have to pay any tax or anything, money to have this greed. Only he will see beauty. He can hear her qualification, but no tax, nothing to give. So if the highest thing in this world and all world, even Chit-Jagat, if anyone wants to serve Krishna, like friends, like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, or more than that, like gopis, no tax is there. Whether you are full of human worldly desires, you may be like Billu Mangal Thakur.
Billu Mangal Ajamil.
Ajamil. Not Ajamil here. Because it is Raganuga Bhakti, I am telling you. Billu Mangal Thakur. He may be attached to any prostitute or anything. Hearing these things, he will have a very strong desire that I want to attain that. So at that time, no shastra, no logic, no tarka bitarka, nothing is needed.
No argument.
Whether he is qualified, he has given up all his offenses or
unarthas.
Nothing. There is some thing to be taken that there should be no aparadha, offense. Anartha may be so much, but if it is lot of offenses, oh, he will have not this thing. It will not come. He will not hear all these things. So if he has no logic, no intelligence, only he is attached with beauty and quality of Krishna and also the serving mood of gopis or Brajavasi. And it will be thick. Then he will now search in Shastra. How I can increase my this, develop my this? How will I attain this? Then he will go to Vaishnavas. He will read Rupa Goswami's books, Mana Shiksha, Upadeshamritam, and Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. Then he will need to learn Shastra and to go by that. No logic. And gradually, he will come to as a stage of Ruchi at once, galloping. But Adau Shabda, Anathana Vritti, Nishtha, everything. But Sadhan Bhakta should follow all this from beginning. First Sadhu Sangha, then Shabda, then again Sadhu Sangha, then initiation, serving Guru Dev, doing bhajan, then Anathana Vritti, then Rishtha, then and it will come at once there. And easily, very quickly, all his anartha going away. Very little anartha. It may be that a little gandha,
smell,
there.
Peace.
So, the qualification of Raganuga Bhakti, what is this? What is that? The qualification?
If upon hearing of the mood of love of the residents of Braj, greed comes.
If this greed is there, he is qualified. Whether he is not, he is educated at all, no heart. He will go in the school of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Not Kakha Gaga or ABCD is needed. Only hearing, like Shruti, it will come.
Maharaj, there are so many people hearing, but some get greed, others don't get greed.
They have no impression. They have no greed.
So greed comes because of impression?
Yes, something impression.
First part impression.
And it may be that he is so lucky that his impression is there. And hearing, at once he has agreed to be like that, to serve Krishna like that. Then he will follow Araganuga. If anyone tells that, oh, he is full of all kinds of honor, he is so angry.
Anger.
Lust. And he is not qualified to be Araganuga. No. This is not logic. It does not require anything. It requires only that greed. If there is greed, he is qualified for Raganuga. Otherwise, Vaidika. But if he is Raganuga Bhakti, it means not that he is giving up all kinds of Vaidhi Bhakti. Never, never. He will follow all these things, but mood will be changed. So, where there is no rag, then bhaji bhakti. And where there is rag, following rag, and to become raganuga, then raganuga bhakti is there.
But if one is not following any bhaji bhakti program, and he has some desire to follow,
this is absurd. Quite absurd. It cannot be. Where there is sun is seen, there is night, it cannot be. Can you laugh and also blow your cheek? What?
No one can do two things together. That he should laugh loudly and also he should puff his cheek. Two things cannot be done together. Similarly, Maharaj is saying that
who has desire for Raganuga, he attend all the Vaidhi program also, he will not neglect them.
But some can be neglected. And for 64, those who are not bhavamayi, bhavanukul, bhav sambandhi, bhav abiruddha, and if they are bhav viruddha, then should be neglected. He will not perform all these things. Like anyone wants to be, to follow Jashoda Maiya or gopis, but he is following and doing archan and worshipping Rukmini and Krishna, Jagannath and Satyabhama or Subhadra, they will not have you. Never. So, we should be careful for this. So, how we can progress in this? I want to discuss not now. How? First we should have greed, and we should know these things. And then Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita especially, we can develop our Tisharaganuga Bhakti. Those we have no this Raganuga Bhakti, we should all try like 100% to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. But I know those will follow Vaidhi Bhakti in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, they easily come in the Raganuga. They will have, surely they will have greed for serving Krishna like Prajavasya. But I can tell only that those who practice like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raghunath Das Goswami, always remembering Krishna. With that Krishna, always remembering the associates of Krishna, how these associates having Raga or serving Krishna. Both Sangita. You will have to give impression more to those who are serving more than Krishna. Always hearing all these katha, Hari katha, how Yashoda loving his child, Krishna, how Gopi serving Krishna, these pastimes which are told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chastrahi. Then seva, always doing, falling like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, inwardly and outwardly. What is outwardly? Sankhya purvaka namagan nativhi kala avasani kutau, nidrahar vihar kadi vittau chatanta dinau chajau, radha krishna gunas mate madhurimande nisammohitau, vande rupa sanatana. Always chanting, remembering, not less than 1 lakh. But it may be Rupa Goswami is chanting Hare Krishna and he told first Hare Krishna or Hare and he was thanked. And serving inner worldly, how? Oh, Radha Krishna is there. I am also in the shape of Manjari, Rupa Manjari, I am there. They are playing in Jamuna, here and there, giving water to each other. At once, Srimati Radhika, this nose ring, went in the Jamuna. All were searching. It became 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and all are very there. At once a new Sakhi came, and he was also searching, and he saw that that nose ring was not on the bottom, not even upside, it was hanging in the lotus
stem.
Like this.
Kamal ke
maap yahan se do danti hai na,
lotus stem
here, and he anyhow, and it was like about 6 hours in searching, and Rupa Goswami in the Rupa Manjari way, he was also searching. And he found it. After that, he gave it to Lalita. Lalita gave it to Srimati Radhika. And she was so happy. And he wanted to give some
benediction
to her. At that time, the trance was
broken.
So how many rounds he had chanted?
6 hours.
Hare! This is chanting. Yes. Remembering the pastime and chanting. Whether it is not one round, but it is more than lakhs and lakhs rounds. I don't tell you to get trace on rounding only. I want to give that quality should be more. With love and affection. call him Krishna, Ha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, implicitly. So, Tadbhav Lipsuna, those who have greed like this, they are Raganuga, and they should follow all these things. How Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the six Goswami, doing always pranam for more than 108 times to all the places of pastimes, all the associates of Srimati Radhika ki jai, Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Chitra Champaklata ki jai, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai, Sridham Bhaiya ki jai, like Yashoda Madhar ki jai, Nanda Baba ki jai, Upananda ki jai, all the places, lakhs and lakhs places are there. And doing pranam, like danda, this. And always remembering the past time, weeping. Radha kuntate kanilna talaya tire chabansi vate premunamad vasat asesa dasaya drastau pramattau sada kaintau cha kadahare gunbanam bhavaham vande rup sanatam. Oh, searching Radhe and Krishna, where you are? Going to somewhat to Radha Kuntata and weeping, oh Radhe, oh Krishna, where you are? Sometimes in Vrindavan. Where in Vrindavan? In this head of Bansivat. Oh Krishna, where you are? Oh Radhe, oh Brajdevike, oh Lalite, where you are? Oh Purnimasi, you should be very merciful to me. Weeping like this. Then Raganuga Bhakti will come. This is the process. No? So, and how they are doing in their this body, interior body, Siddha Deha, like Rup Manjari, serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. So in both ways, by your Siddha Deha, like that, and by Sadha this body, we should be like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, perhaps Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur? So, at that time, some Babaji became envious to him. And he was following Raganuga,